All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for day 5 of our 12 days of manifesting program. And today we're going to talk about getting connected, divinely connected. When you're manifesting, you have to understand that the process is all about getting that clear vision, making the decision to take the action to implement that vision. You don't just like wave a magic wand and it magically appears. Now, sometimes that can happen, but for most of us, the actual manifesting of what we want requires the 3D action. We're in a 3D world, right? It requires us to take action and do things. Trusting of your intuition, of your guidance. How do you tell when it's your guidance or when it's your ego? You have to be divinely clean in order to be able to make that determination. If you are not keeping your own energy field clean about your process, you're going to go into reaction. And if you're not processing your reactions and managing your shit, if you will, your emotional stuff, your emotional baggage, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time distinguishing, is this my divine guidance or is this my ego? The number one way to be sure that you are able to trust the guidance that you're given and to hear it or see it or feel it is to stay emotionally clean, to stay energetically clean. Because otherwise your ego will get wrapped up in it very quickly. And you're going to try to control things, and you're going to try it and try to justify things. You're going to try to blame things on other people, on other things. Taking responsibility and owning your own stuff will help you stay divinely clean. And that is one of the biggest pieces about manifesting. You must take responsibility for yourself so you can be clean and clear. You can understand what you're doing. You can get the divine downloads and you can then take action on them. If you're not taking responsibility for your stuff, you're going to have a harder time. Emotionally, you're going to be blaming. You won't be owning your own power. That's what manifesting is. Owning your power. Your power is co-creator with the divine. Well, if you're powerful enough to create what it is you're wanting, then you must acknowledge that you're powerful enough to create what you have right now. Getting clean will allow you to receive those downloads. Getting present will allow you to receive the downloads. Most of the time, we're in our heads, right? We're thinking about the future, we're thinking about the past, we're not here right now, present, right here, right now, in this moment, this holy, sacred moment. So how do you get present so that you can, number one, even ask for the downloads, right? Ask for the divine guidance, get connected. And number two, receive them. Getting present is as simple as taking a deep breath and recognizing that you're not present and choosing to be present. Choosing. Okay, I choose to be present right here, right now. I'm going to be present with this client. I'm going to be present with what they're saying. I'm going to be present with what my spouse is saying, my partner. I'm going to be present with what this person, you know, on the phone is saying to me. Being present. Not doing 20 other things. Being present, really hearing it, really, really experiencing it. How can you expect the divine to provide for you your downloads if you're not even present to hear them or to receive them? If you're so busy looking out at something else or being distracted by life around you, grounding yourself and staying grounded is one beautiful, easy way to get yourself present. And it doesn't take a lot. You don't have to go into a 10-minute meditation or even a 20-minute or whatever. It can be done in, 10 seconds. Getting present. Realizing when you're not present, when you're scattered, when your energy is like all over the place, right? Recognizing that and pulling it back. And being here now, being present right here, right now. That will help you get connected because then you're present enough to hear. It doesn't mean you're going to get something right away, but it means that you're present enough to ask for what you want, back to the clarity, right? Step one, getting clear. You have to ask. Like the angels can't help you unless you ask. I guess you know that. Probably most of you know that right now, right? You can't help, and they can't help you unless you ask them for help. When you ask, right, when you've asked your angels for help, like where do you find the answers, right? Where are the answers coming to you at? Just pay attention. When you ask, start paying attention to the guidance because you'll get the answers. The process of not only manifesting, but the process of receiving answers isn't an immediate one, not always. I mean, it can be, but it's not always. And actually, most of the time, it's not. Water in all forms, whether it's drinking water or whether it's being in water, it helps so much in receiving the answers. Because then you're present with the water. You're present with the experience. You're allowing something else to happen. And then you get the download. Oh, there's that idea. Okay, good. What a great idea. I'll do that. Okay, that makes sense. I'm going to do this, not that. Okay, thank you, angels. Thank you for that help. I appreciate that. Take a walk. Create something. Remember back to creating a divine totem? Doing that takes you out of your left brain. It goes into your right brain, and it allows you to receive the downloads much easier. Staying connected. Saying a prayer helps you process things much more easily. Manifesting is a process, and it's a process of choices, choosing to trust, choosing to be connected, choosing to hold the vision, staying connected to your guidance and trusting it. And when you pay attention to that, it will help you manifest everything because it will give you that guidance. And you stay focused on where you're going, what your vision is, what that desire is, what's going on inside your heart. You stay focused on that, not on the stuff that's happening, not on the drama. We stay so, hooked on the drama. It's really true. I do it too, okay? I do. And then I remember, oh, yeah, if I want to manifest something, I got to stay focused on the vision, not the drama. Let me get out of my drama and get into the vision. Thank you very much for being here live with me on the call. We will be back tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Go get your divine on, everyone. Bye now.